Welcome to the Marshfield TV Weekly Update, where every Tuesday we at MCTV keep you up to speed on things happening in the studio as well as around town. I'm your host and resident production assistant, Desmond O'Neill. Now let's get into it. Last weekend, people gathered at Dandelion Park to watch the tree lighting. You can see footage from the event on this week's episode of Marshfield Community News. Also, last week, the selectmen voted to accept a donation from Herb and Pauline Emelson of $50,000. The money will be used to furnish and equip the new expansion at the Council on Aging building. On the 18th, people can make donations to the Friends of Marshfield Dog Park by simply going out to eat. Starting at 4 p.m., the 99 will donate 15% of your bill to the Friends of Marshfield Dog Park. To take part in this fundraiser, go to the Friends of Marshfield Dog Park Facebook page and download the voucher. Then present that voucher to your server when you're seated or when you pick up your order. Don't forget to stop by the farmers market this Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the grandstand in the fairground. You'll find over 20 vendors selling items such as food, clothing, and other gifts and trinkets. You can swing by our newly updated website where you can stream all of our content on demand. Now you can watch your favorite local programming when it's convenient for you. That's marshfieldtv.org. While you're there, check out our podcasts. You can listen to conversations with our members, interviews with local artists, and podcasts made by our members, such as The Estuarine Gradient by Sarah Grady from the North South River Watershed Association. Just scroll to the bottom of the page to find our podcasts. The North South River Watershed Association have some fun events coming up. There'll be an open house on the 20th to say thank you for helping to protect our waters. The open house begins at 3 and will be at 214 South Street in Norwell. Then on the 21st will be the Twilight Solstice Exploration. This free event is perfect for families. Explore the Norris Reservation in Norwell at twilight while you learn about nocturnal animals. To register for this event, just go over to the NSRWA website. At the Audubon on Wednesday, the 12th, is the Chilean Cornbread Owl Prowl. Search the secretive domain of one of nature's most skilled nocturnal hunters with hopes of observing these stealthy creatures. Meet at the NSRWA office at 6 p.m. Every Friday, you can join naturalist David Ludlow on a morning bird walk. Birders of all levels will enjoy spending the morning searching for birds in a variety of habitats year-round. The group meets at the North River Wildlife Sanctuary at 8:15 a.m. This Friday the 14th, teacher Doug Lowry will be talking about his time spent in the Prince William Sound in Alaska. Doug has paddled thousands of miles through the area and has photos and stories from the last 20 years doing so. There will also be fish chowder. This event begins at noon. On Tuesday the 18th is Seasonal Strollers, designed for toddlers accompanied by an adult. This event will include sensory activities and scavenger hunts along a walking trail. On Friday the 21st is the Winter Solstice Hayride. Bundle up in your favorite warm layers and join in the celebration of the winter solstice. Bring your own box dinner and the Audubon will supply hot cocoa, dessert, hay bale seating around the campfire, stories of animals transitioning into winter, and a solstice hayride guided by lanterns. Meet at the Daniel Webster Wildlife Sanctuary at 6:30 p.m. Then on Saturday the 22nd is Linocut Printing Class, where each participant will design, carve, and print solstice greeting cards. All supplies will be provided, and this event starts at 10 a.m. Now over to the library. On Wednesday at 10 a.m., reference librarians will be available for one-on-one tech help. Just bring in whichever device it is that you need help with. Register ahead by calling the library at 781-834-5535. Then at 11 is Family Storytime. This half-hour storytime gives parents, caregivers, and children aged 6 and under the opportunity to enjoy books, songs, rhymes, and movement activities followed by a playtime. It also reinforces important early literacy skills to help children get ready to read. At 4, the Classic Book Club will be meeting. This month will be a holiday party and potluck. The book they will be discussing is Winnie the Pooh, House at Pooh Corner. Watch the movie Christopher Robin, bring a hearty dish for the potluck, and bring a small gift valued under $10 to put in the gift exchange. For more information and to obtain a copy of the book, please contact librarian Chris Woods at 781-834-5535. At 6:45 is PJ Storytime. Come read books, sing songs, and play with movement and rhyme at this event geared towards children up to age 6. After that, the Contemporary Book Group meets at 7. This month, they will be discussing Dash and Lily's Book of Dares by Rachel Cohn and David Levithan. On Thursday at 7 is Storycraft for ages 4 to 6, where kids listen to stories and create a craft based on a weekly theme. This program is 45 minutes long. After that, the Young Authors Club meets at 4:30. Fourth to sixth graders are invited to come to write stories, scripts, and more. The club will meet on the second Thursday of every month to play writing games, learn tips and tricks, and work on writing projects. The club will be putting out its own literary publication. Registration is required for this club. Contact the library to sign up. Also at 4:30, the library Dungeons & Dragons campaign continues. There's always room for newcomers, so if you're interested, make sure to sign up. If you want more information about Dungeons & Dragons before signing up, contact Charlie at cgluck@ocln.org. This event is for 7th to 12th graders only, and registration is required. On Saturday the 15th is Saturday Storytime, where kids and their caregivers are invited to come read fun books, sing, and dance. This event begins at 10 a.m., and no registration is required. On Monday at 9:30 a.m. is Song Time for Littles. This half-hour song session is geared towards kids up to age 2 and their caregivers. At 10:30 is Tales for Tots, a story time geared towards kids age 2 to 5. There will be songs, playtime, story time, and toy time. No registration is required, just show up ready to have fun. Then at 4 is the library's Lego Club, where attendees can use Legos to build amazing Lego creations that get displayed around the library. All ages are welcome, and those under 10 must be accompanied by a caregiver. Also at 4, the library's adult writing group will be meeting. No experience necessary to join this spontaneous writing session. On Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. is Baby Song and Play. Babies up to age 2 are invited to come play together and sing songs. Then at 11 is another family story time. Later at 4:30, all teens between 7th and 12th grade who are interested in buho or bullet journals, scrapbooking, or collages are encouraged to attend a crafting session to make a new monthly spread, scrapbook page, or collage and share their art and progress with their peers. We'll provide crafting supplies, themed examples, and tutorials in the children's program room for any teens who need inspiration. Hot chocolate and tea will be provided. Registration is required. And that's all for this week. I'd like to remind you that Marshfield Community Television is for everyone in Marshfield, and we're always accepting new members. If you have an idea for a production, or if you're looking for a way to get active in your community, feel free to come check out our studio. You can talk to me or anyone else around the studio about what we have to offer and how you can get involved. Just call 781-837-4384 to schedule an appointment. You can also help support us by calling your state representative and asking them to support public access television. Make sure to listen in next week for more information about things happening at MCTV and around Marshfield. Now for a fact about Marshfield. Ezra Weston was a shipbuilder based in Marshfield and Duxbury. His business and political success led to his nickname King Caesar. His son, Ezra Weston II, followed in his father's footsteps, taking on his business and even inheriting the King Caesar nickname. He expanded the business and went on to make ships that fought in the Civil War, ships that circumnavigated the globe, and the largest merchant ship in New England. His business was so successful that Daniel Webster once claimed Weston was the largest ship owner in the United States. When the shipbuilding industry waned, Weston kept his workers employed by hiring them to build him a mansion. That mansion became known as the King Caesar House, and it stands now as a museum commemorative to the busy shipbuilding days of Duxbury. In Marshfield, off of South River Street, just before the Cranberry Bogs, you'll find Weston Farm Path, named after the famous New England shipbuilding family. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.